In Chinese medicine, different parts of the face are mapped out to different parts of the body. So if you've got areas of flaky skin, redness, rashes, breakouts that happen in certain areas on a regular basis, that could be related to the organ that it's associated with. So before we begin, let's just make sure that you're aware that any of the information I'm presenting here is not intended to replace a one-on-one relationship with a qualified healthcare professional, and it's also not medical advice. And when you're presenting to your clients, you need to be really careful and make sure that they are aware that what you're presenting and what I'm presenting here today is intended as a sharing of my knowledge, information, clinical research, and clinical experience over many years. I encourage you, and you should encourage your clients, to make their own healthcare decisions based upon your research and in partnership with a qualified healthcare professional. This is especially true for folks who are on any medications. Just want to make sure that the things that we talk about in terms of nutrition are not going to interfere with the protocols. So the forehead is related to the intestines. The bridge between the eyes is related to the liver. Underneath the eyes is related to the kidney. The cheeks are related to the lungs. The earlobe is related to the heart, the jing or the qi. This is the energy, the essential energy or the moving energy. And we've got these little Spock ears, so these ears are a little bit off, but this is my crazy artwork. The nose, the tip of the nose is more related to the heart, and the GI tract is related to the lips. And if you've got somebody who just tends to have a red nose all the time, like a Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer type of a nose, they may be having heart issues. And when we get to tongue diagnosis, we'll show you ways to correlate that. And you can also correlate it to the Western history and exam as well. Hypertension, high cholesterol, poor circulation. So you'll be able to coordinate these things. So let's look at what some of the signs might mean. Again, you just circle or highlight everything that applies. When the facial color tends to be more yellow, it's a liver gallbladder issue. And that could be, you can have jaundice throughout the body, it's not just necessarily in the face, but it may show up first in the face and in the eyes, and it's a condition called jaundice. If you have a ashen gray type of a color to them, they may have some lung issues, poor circulation, or they may be going into shock. If their facial pressure just tends to be red and they haven't been out in the sun, then that's usually a problem with either hypertension, high blood pressure, or alcoholism. So you want to ask them about their alcohol habits. If their face has a bluish tinge to it, that's poor circulation and can be related to heart stress. It might be related to lung as well. If they have a copper color to their face, and again, they haven't applied copper tones all year round skin tanning solution, or they haven't been out in the sun, then it can be an iron overload. And you really want to look at that in the blood test. If they're brown and they're not that way naturally, it could be a kidney stress. And it could also be brown patches on the face. When they have red cheeks, it's often indicative of heat in the lungs. If they have creases in the earlobes, it's a heart stress, but if they have long earlobes, it's a strong constitution. So if the earlobe comes and attaches right into the head, that's not an indication of a strong constitution. But when it comes and it loops and it dips and it attaches a little bit higher than where it hits, so you basically have a droopy earlobe, a long earlobe, that's indicative of a strong constitution. People that have creases between the eyes have liver stress. It also happens as people age when they purse their brow a lot, so it can be like a permanently indented. But you want to look at liver if you see creases between the eyes. If you see a crack between the chin and the lips, it can be related to the ileocecal valve, and we'll talk more about that when we go further down in addressing situation, the body situation. a bulbous nose, you know, when it's expanded and the pores are really big, usually alcohol, it could be cystic acne. And then when people have acne, when they're broken out, whether it's just on their face or they also have it on their chest and their shoulders, it can be related to decreased stomach acid. Because decreased stomach acid can lead to deficiencies of minerals. And zinc is especially important for the control of the sebaceous glands. Acne can be related to low essential fatty acids, omega-3s, that creates an inflammation that can't be gotten under control. And the consumption of bad oils like trans fats, hydrogenated fats, heated and processed fats. Now that we've looked at the face, let's